You and good morning, everyone. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we welcome you in His house. If it's your first time, you are more than welcome, and you are in the midst of your brothers and friends. We thank the Lord for another Sunday morning, for His faithfulness, for His kindness. And seeing each other is always a blessing. Amen. We never get used to each other. You know, sometimes we just take each other for granted. But wait when the brother will be in hospital or away. Then you start looking at the old pictures and they say, oh, if we could bring back these old days. But for now, as we are together in, you know, the opportunity to gather, you know, take advantage of your brother, of your sister being there and shake their hands and greet them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we do that? Amen. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. And this is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me. I cross over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And this is like heaven to Hallelujah. This is like heaven to praise God. This is like heaven to Hallelujah, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Amen. Are you happy? Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Seeing my brother, seeing my sister, just give me the assurance that you are a caring God, oh Lord. You have kept and protected each and every one of us, O Lord. We left this place, we went, everyone on his way, but you were watching over us, O Lord, and you are keeping and protecting us, and we are back into your presence to fellowship once again for this Sunday service. We thank you for this opportunity, O Lord. We thank you for each brother. We thank you for each sister, O Lord. We thank you for the worship. We thank you for this place, O Lord. We commit now our gathering into your hand. We know that you are in our midst before even we came, O Lord. And we know that our petitions will be answered. We know that you'll make us better Christians when we depart, O Lord. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to have just a quick thought today. Let's open our Bible, 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 2 to verse 4. So since we have been talking on divine nature, we just want to bring something that will support the teaching. And I know the teaching is not finished yet, but while we are digesting, we just need to bring some more vitamins. Amen. So that we can digest better. Amen. So, 2 Peter 1, 2 to 4. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So, as we said, we are just going to try to support what has been said. We don't want to bring anything on it. The topic today is just about creating the right atmosphere. Amen. Creating the right atmosphere. Because as we read there, God's will has always been that we have his nature. That always is original will. Because when he created us, he said, let's create man in our own image. So it's always been his, you know, initial goal, his initial vision he has of you and me was that we should be divine. And he created us divine. Amen. But we know what happened, and we lost that divine nature. But his will, his original will, has always been that you and me should be like him. We should go back, we should be able to return back to that God's original vision of you and me, having his nature. Amen. And he's not putting the burden on you or me to get back to that divine nature. As we have read in what we have read in the Bible, it says, his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So he's not asking anything from you. He has provided everything, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Godliness is being like God. So, you don't have anything to bring into the mix. He has provided everything that you need to become God. Also, he says in the next verse, whereby, it's a continuation. It tries to explain better what he has said before. Whereby, as are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. He wants you to become like him. He has provided everything that pertains to that. And he has given precious and great promises. Why? So that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. You get it? You have nothing to bring into the mix. You have nothing to bring into the equation. He has provided everything that you need to become divine. Amen. So what you can do is just sit and relax. Amen. You know, I like when I fly to Ryanair. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. That's what God is asking you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I've provided everything. My brother, my sister, for you to become what God wants you to be, to go to heaven, to be raptured, to become an adopted child of God, there's nothing that God is asking from you. He has provided everything. So to become partakers of his divine nature, he has provided, he has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, and he has also given unto you exceeding great and precious promises. Are we together? Amen. That's why the prophet says, when you become a believer, everything you have need of on this earthly journey is given unto you. Amen. The prophet took just that scripture there to emphasize, to put it in easy language to understand. Everything you have need of to make the journey to heaven, when you believe, God places it in you. Amen. So, Christian life is the easiest life that you can expect of. It's the easiest life because everything is asking you is just sit and let me do the job. Isn't it? Amen. So, we should be lazy people. If they tell me I've provided everything, I'll be lazy. I'll just sit and enjoy. Amen. Literally. Are we together? Amen. Now, but there's some requirements. Yes? They are not asking you to bring something. Everything is there. But there's a law. Amen. There's a law. God has placed in nature a law, so that everything in nature, in creation, work according to certain laws. If you follow those laws, it will produce the right result. Amen. Brother Max has been talking about the different elements you need to bring into building the house. But these elements, God has placed them in you. You don't have anything external to bring. But you have just to follow a certain law. Amen. God in nature, he has placed some laws in nature. That every seed placed under the right atmosphere, the law of reproduction says that seed will reproduce according after its kind. Amen. That's the only thing he's asking you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Just follow the law. He has nothing, he's asking you to do. No, you need to climb the Himalaya. Yeah, someone have been there. There are some religions. I was very shocked. Last time I was in Sister Priya's house, they were telling me about their background. They have to do some sacrifices, isn't it, sister? They have to make sacrifices to please their gods. Sometimes they have to bleed themselves. They have to, flog themselves with, nails and things so that they can appease their gods. You know, I have Indians, colleagues at work. Things they tell me, it's sometimes shivering. You know, to please, Shiva, yeah, Krishna, especially Krishna, they have the festival, I don't know, of lights or whatever. And if there was a time, I don't know, Krishna wanted to steal some milk in the roof and he fell down. And to celebrate now the pain that Krishna felt, they have to make some pyramids and people have to climb the pyramid and sometimes it collapses, they die. Is it, yeah? That's not what our God is asking us. Amen. What our God is asking us is just to follow the laws. everything will come one on top of the other. Amen. If you follow the law. Amen. Amen. Divine nature is not a mystery. Divine nature is not something that you need to go to university to acquire it. Otherwise, I think it's going to be... How many PhDs do we have in this church? Maybe only them would have divine nature. It's given to everyone. Just follow the law. Amen. What is the law? This is the law. The atmosphere produced the result. Do you understand that? That grain of maize, of wheat, it has the potential to become a popcorn or to produce other mazes. Amen. It has the potential to produce, to reproduce itself, or it has the potential to become popcorn, be eaten and thrown away. All depends on what? The atmosphere. Amen. All depends on the atmosphere you place it in. If you place it in a microwave, it will become a popcorn. Amen. If you place it in the right soil, it will reproduce itself. Amen. And if you place the product in another good soil, it will reproduce itself again. That's the law that God had placed in nature. Because God knew that there must be a perpetuation of the seed in the earth. Amen. God didn't have to come every time to create another apple. He didn't have every time to create another apple. He said, I'll create you apple. I'll put in you everything that you need to reproduce yourself. Amen. And I give you the responsibility. He said, every seed shall bring forth according to its kind. I create you. I give you everything you need to bring off of your kind. And I give you the responsibility. It's up to you. I put the perpetuation of your species into your hand. Amen. It's up to you the way you handle that responsibility. If you want the second apple to come up, you have the responsibility not to go into a microwave, but to go into correct good soil. That's the responsibility we have to bring forth the divine nature. The atmosphere produces the result. Just examine your atmosphere you put the seed in. Is it a microwave atmosphere or a good soil atmosphere? Amen. There's so much temptation to go into a microwave. It's so comfortable into a microwave. You know, microwave, they sit in a nice kitchen. You know that, no? And it's fancy. I bought a good microwave. Someone who bought a microwave and who bought a bunch of soil and bring it at home. Even the kids were like, Daddy, why did you buy this soil? It's not easy to keep the right atmosphere. The attraction towards bad atmosphere is so strong. It's so appealing to follow the wrong atmosphere. And it's so fun. It's so pleasant. But the result... you'll become a popcorn. You will lose the nature, you know, the ability, the capacity of God-given capacity for bringing forth of your kind, of bringing forth of that divine nature again. Amen. That's why atmosphere is the key. As a believer, as we come to church, as we fellowship with one another, as we go to work, make sure that you create the right atmosphere. Because my brother, my sister, believe me, heaven is atmosphere. Amen. Heaven is not somewhere that you go and you have to buy a ticket and travel a million miles to go. No, heaven is an atmosphere. If you create the right atmosphere around you, heaven will manifest over to you. Amen. If you create the proper atmosphere, you will see angels. You didn't say amen. You are afraid of seeing angels, yeah? Want to see an angel? Yeah. Me, I want to see him, yeah? Mary was so focused on the celestial atmosphere that the divine became so accessible to her. Why? She created the proper atmosphere. But what's wrong with us? We are so much busy, you know, keeping ourselves under the wrong atmosphere. Amen. Let's read. The prophet says, when a grain of corn goes into the ground, if it's a yellow grain, it will produce a yellow stalk of corn. If it goes wheat, it will produce a wheat. A barley will a barley. Whatever it will produce, just exactly what it says. Amen. The seed word of God that we plant in you, that you plant, depending now, it has the potential to bring forth of its kind. Amen. Sometimes you blame God, but listen, I've believed the word for so many years, but I don't see a change. No. Do you keep it under the right atmosphere? Or you go every morning to pluck it out and bring it into the microwave and put it a little while before it becomes a popcorn, bring it back over there again? No, it won't do anything. It may still have the potential in it, but you didn't put it in the right atmosphere. It will remain alone. Amen. Amen. But did you know that little navel tree that you set out there just about this big, small, you know, that every bushel of oranges that ever be on that tree is right in it there? Amen. You take a grain of corn, everything that will produce every single corn to come is inside there. Do you agree with that? Because if you agree, yeah, the prophet said, if it doesn't, where does it come from? Where did it come from? You planted it a small like this, but it became a tree, it became flowers. Where did it come from? It has everything in it. My brother, my sister, you have everything in you that will produce faith, virtue, knowledge, patience, temperance. Everything is in you. You have been given stewardship of what will come up. Amen. So look yourself into a mirror and say, this is the person to blame. Yeah, not the pastor, not the deacons. Whenever you have the question, just go. I don't know where your mirror is. In the toilet, in the sitting room, just go and look for the person to blame. This is the person to blame. Because they didn't put the seed in the right atmosphere. Amen. Divine nature is a reality. Adoption is a reality. You know, the power of God is a reality, but we don't see it because we don't place it under the right atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Just notice yourself. When you become so focused, so consecrated into God, reading, praying, even your dreams change. Amen. Even your sleep pattern change. Why? Because the atmosphere is right. Amen. You won't dream about nice girls anymore. I don't say it's bad to dream about nice girls. Amen. But if it becomes too much every day, nice girls. Yes, the atmosphere is very important. Amen. The only thing that you have to do is plant that little tree and put the water onto it. That's what you have to do. Plant it, put the water. We are not required to take your nice grain of corn and put it into a nice display. It will remain alone. You are not required to take this grain of corn and go and put it somewhere there. You know, there are brethren or sisters who have, don't get me wrong, but very fancy Bible since they bought it 10 years ago. Nice and fancy. Yes, they may be looking well after their Bible. But sometimes it may just be that they never open it. Maybe just a sign that it's only open when they come to church. Amen. Don't get me wrong. Don't say that when your Bible is torn out, it means you read it alone. You may be just negligent. You know, it depends. But it's not meant to be put in a nice display as a decoration. You need to feed yourself into the Bible. You need to feed yourself. You need to, you know, sometimes God sends a brother on your way. It's an angel of the Lord that he sends. Take that opportunity to create the right atmosphere around you. Amen. Take the opportunity to start fellowshipping around the right thing. You pull some nice virtues from your brother that will feed into the seed. And it will help you. You are struggling against something, but that brother, that sister have gone through some similar thing, and it will just pour the water on you. I'll say, okay, this is the solution to the problem. You have created the right atmosphere. And it's, brother, I know you are trying to, you took my 5 minutes. Yeah. I know you are preparing your things. Okay. I saw him trying to prepare his stuff. You know. Okay, thank you. So, thank you. And it says to go through drinking from that water, nursing the water. You see what the word the prophet used? Nursing the water. You know how to nurse someone, how you nurse a baby. That's the way you have to nurse the water. And when it goes to drink, till it pushes out some leaves. It doesn't push out leaves if it doesn't drink. Pushes out some buds. Pushes out some oranges. That's how your faith will push out. Your virtue will push out. Your knowledge will push out. Your overcoming sin will push out by drinking. And the only thing the trees does is drink. Drink, my brother. Drink, my sister. We have to stop here. The atmosphere brings the results. Create the right atmosphere, and you are on your way to heaven. Create the right atmosphere, and you'll be the overcomer. Amen. You won't be blaming Brother Maxwell. Brother Maxwell is doing his job. You know, to come here and stand and 30 minutes Sunday school he's giving there, you don't know how many hours he spent under the right atmosphere. Under the correct atmosphere to receive the inspiration. And when you receive that water, nurse it. Take it, go home, and start feeding it. Start putting it under the correct atmosphere. But if you are enjoying the microwave atmosphere, you know, microwave atmosphere, it started small, you know, with a nice heat. You know, wow, it feels good here. And it starts going crescendo. And it becomes hot. And when it becomes hot, sometimes you can't do anything anymore to stop it. Amen? It's your responsibility. There's so many things to say about it. But you just take what you have said, go and meditate about it. Feed the word. Feed yourself with the word. And God will do the rest. Let's pray. Divine Heavenly Father, we have partake of what you have prepared for us this morning, O Lord. Sometimes it seems so simple. Sometimes it seems like every day is life, oh Lord. But you have chosen to hide your mysteries into the things that we see every day. And it doesn't take us to go to college to understand it, oh Lord. You are using just nature to show us what you are doing and how you are dealing with us, oh Lord. We commit our souls into your hand. Forgive us our negligence, oh Lord. Forgive us of not being careful of feeding the word of God in us, oh Lord. We have been so busy with our daily life, oh Lord, with our day-to-day entertainment, oh Lord, feeding more the things that doesn't give us life rather than feeding the word of God in us. We commit ourselves into your hand. Bless us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to be mindful of our responsibility. You are willing to save us. You are willing to make us like you, oh Lord. And you can't force it on us. You are just asking us to do our duty, our homework, our responsibility, oh Lord. I commit my brother, my sister into your hand. Keep and bless and protect them, oh Lord. Anything that hinder them from being at your service, being that type of believer that you want to see, that you want to interact with and impart your nature in them, oh Lord. Take it away, oh Lord, and grant us your grace. Grant us the love that we need to become like you. Bless now the rest of the service. Take control. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.